But right now, I believe it's Vibe Report time. I'll tell you what we heard after the Vibe. A Roscoe? Is that Roscoe on the line there?
What do we got here?
Airline. Hey.
Hello?
Roscoe.
You.
Aha, Vibe Report time.
It is.
I guessed correctly. What's going on? Where are you, in a train station?
Yeah, no, I'm in a train.
You're in a train?
In the club car.
Wow.
Club car.
And where would this train be?
I'm hightailing it back from the greater D.C. area to make it up for the Blue Jays gig.
What, you mean you're coming up just for the gig tonight?
Well, you know, the Blue Jays gig at Brownies, just seems like a good opportunity to really be a bonehead.
It most certainly is.
So this is a and moving vibe.
And you're just the man to do it.
That's right. So how are you guys?
Oh, we're okay. We're munching.
You're munching?
We're munching.
What, Sally bring snacks?
You bet.
Yes.
And she brought like a whole meal.
Well, why don't you run down the menu for the SCO?
Leftovers.
Well, Sal, you want to run down the menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, green beans, mashed potatoes, and sweet potatoes, bagels, and chicken wings.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you microwave
that? What a weird...
Well, it's a cellular phone thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're stuck. Oh, hey, just hang on, because I'm sure...
We picking up the motor man, I hope.
Oh yeah, you know this might be the
Did we lose him? We might have lost Roscoe. I hope he didn't fall out of the train.
Really?
Under the wheels.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Roscoe will come back 4 foot tall with wheels under his knees.
I don't think Mary Lee would like
Hey,
that.
Can we tell the audience where they can find Wild Girl these days? For the drinking crowd?
Ask Wild Girl.
Well,
yes.
You have a regular shift yet? Wild Girl's been tending bar down at the Baby Doll.
Fine topless establishment in New York. And wonder where... Oh, Roscoe's just... We better take off the Vibe music. That might have been a whole Vibe report from the train, folks, but he'll be at the Jays tonight. Yeah, what, Wednesdays? $3 beer days? Yeah, I had down at a Baby Doll topless bar. My Wild Girl behind the bar. I don't know, should we... I'll tell you what we heard in that Beatnik set.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe Roscoe will call back, maybe he won't. Nervous, of course, Dig. We heard Bob McFadden, Beat Generation. That's actually Rod McEwen. Bing Day with Mama's Place. Joey Warren and Goatee. Bob Taylor in Wowsville. We opened it up with Joe Hall and the Corvettes, Bongo Beatin' Beatnik. You know, at the Naked Lunch Factor, I figure we had to get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I can dig it.
We do have tickets to give away. Well, we have tickets for the A-Bones who and the Vacant Lot who are at CBGB's tonight. And we have tickets for the world-famous Blue Jays and Havorka who are at Brownies tonight. And we have tickets for... Phone's ringing already.
So if you can run real fast.
Please, got the phone's lit up already. We're going to, okay, answer the question, genius. Should we
Should
we put him on the air?
No,
I chickened out. Maybe this one knows.
They didn't know the answer.
Oh, somebody's on the vibe. Maybe that's Roscoe.
Re-vibing.
Hey, Sco. Wait, I gotta release the other line. You there, Roscoe?
Hi.
You're back.
Yay!
Ah, Vibe Report, take two.
Hi, hello.
Bring the vibes back. What's going on?
Oh, this isn't Roscoe, this is Dave.
Oh, boo. Oh.
Could you just pretend you were Roscoe, maybe?
Yeah, well, we cut him off. Where was I? Okay, we're giving away tickets. I'm going to play this Alex Chilton song. You're going to tell me who did The Virgin originally, and you're going to know it. It's a real easy question, because I've played this record probably 100 times in the last 6 years.
Okay.
So I'm going to play this Alex Chilton song. You know what? The first couple of people will get their choice of any of those tickets, any of those three tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The Jays, okay, but don't ask me what you want. The Jays and Havorka is tonight at Brownies. The A-Bones and the Vacant Lot is tonight at CBGB's. Alex Chilton is at Tramps Monday. Understand, though, everybody? See, the phone is ringing away.
He's speaking Spanish, so everybody should understand.
Yeah. Okay, let's play this song. This is our bomb set. And if you could, you know, we got a bunch of stuff to give away. So if you could tell me who did this song originally, you win your choice. Hey, we found Roscoe. Pause. We'll go back to the Alex Chilton trivia question in a minute. This is really a wild one, huh? Now, where'd Roscoe go? That's
Roscoe.
Yes.
Okay, now we... Glad I left the vibes on. Hey, so we got a... Oh, much better connection. You jump off the train?
No, see, there's a little...
Oh, no.
And we lost our cell.
Wow.
We lost you. We missed you.
That's amazing.
So, the question I was at before was, do they got a microwave out there at the station? Or?
No.
Toaster oven.
Toaster oven.
Oh, so you cooked it all up in there?
Yeah.
Like reheated it?
Yeah.
I like toaster ovens myself.
Yeah, they're great. They're better for the, you know, chicken wing kind of thing than a microwave, as you well know, I'm sure.
They're also excellent hot dog cookers.
Toaster ovens?
Yeah, one of the finest hot dog cookers that you could get.
Wow, let me write that down.
Yeah.
And you can fit a really small cat in one.
The town has tried.
Or puppies.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So how's your week been, Roscoe?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, everything's working out the way you planned it?
Yeah, the songs are pretty good. You know, I've been getting some more good stories.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to get a hold of Neil all week, but...
Well, did you tell the folks what exactly you've been doing down in the greater D.C. area?
Well, I'm doing the pre-production for this... I'm producing Nils Lofgren's next album.
There you go. That's an actual paying rock job. For a rock dude. That's great.
Yeah, it's good. He's got a lot of good guitars, and it's been kind of fun, you know? A
lot of nice vintage rock star accoutrements.
Stuff that I didn't even know about. I'd been down there a few weeks ago, but he really is happening in the vintage amp category.
Well, I'm glad Bruce isn't here to keep you on the subject for a half an hour.
Right. Oh, it was cool because I called the guitar store the other day. He was pulled out something. He pulled out this, we were talking about 12 strings, and I was saying how with the Del Lords, I used to have to make, you know, I would get them to pay me an extra $10 whenever they wanted me to play the 12 string, just because it's such a pain in the ass to tune it. And he goes, well, I got one. You know, I'd seen he had a Hagstrom. Then he pulled out this Rickenbacker, and we called Mojo to try to figure out how old it was. But, I mean, the thing was, like, brand new in the box. And then it turned out it was a 67.
Wow.
And Nils was like, but what's that worth? Like, $500? I'm like, I don't, you know, try 2,000.
Yeah, really, at least.
So, I mean, we had a good time, so I got a week off while he goes to, he's playing on the Tonight Show on Friday.
Beautiful.
So.
And you're on your way back to gig tonight at Brownies. Say hi to the fans. Roscoe does accept free drinks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I think tonight I'll be drinking the imported diet beer, Amstel, if anybody cares so much to do anything about it.
That was my great discovery of 1991, that Amstel tasted just like a Bud.
It does taste like a Bud.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. What's that feedback?
It's known as the old method of answering the phone when you put somebody on hold.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, there's some clown walking back and forth here looking like he needs a phone.
Okay.
This is like $3 a minute.
Yeah.
I think I'll see you guys later.
Okay, Roscoe. Catch you later.
Until then, aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
A vibe report in three takes, ladies and gentlemen.